In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD from the band Blue Alien Mystic, it's Barry Mangione. Barry, where are you now and what are you doing? What are you up to?
Right now I'm in Armonk and I'm in the middle of my day job.
Any of my business? What's your day job?
I'm a pediatric physical therapist, so I work with kids ages 3 and under.
We'll get to music in a moment. How long have you been doing that?
Since 91.
You're not in music for the money, right?
Gosh, that would be the dream one day, but... Right now, we're just we're making enough so we don't go into the hole with our music.
Okay, so you're gigging, you're doing well. The band's playing a lot now.
Yeah. We always have shows lined up, and in some months we take a little time off to record, and then we produce stuff.
It must have taken a little bit of time to get to the point where the band is gigging all the time, right?
You know, this band, for those of you who can remember the show Happy Days, this band is kind of like that episode where Joni was in the horse cart and it kind of took off on its own. we have momentum going and we're just trying to like keep up with it. That's kind of how we are.
As long as it's not like the episode where Fonzie jumps the shark.
No. Okay. No. We haven't jumped a shark yet.
You've been in music for quite a while. When did you start singing, playing guitar, songwriting?
I started when I was a kid, around 11 years old.
Sure. First guitar was a...
First guitar, my goodness, was a Sigma acoustic that my dad got for me.
Blue Alien Mystic. Cool name. Where did the name come from?
So that came from a vision that I had in a float tank.
Like a saline sensory deprivation kind of thing?
Yeah, I'll give a little plug out to Rise Above Flotation in Mount Kisco, where I go for that. So it's kind of like having a psychedelic experience without any drugs.
Sure. So you had a vision of what? A blue alien?
A blue alien with dressed kind of as a shaman. So it was like this combination of earthly wisdom and alien intelligence. I was just kind of received this message to make this the theme of the band and to go forth with this music and try to spread some positivity and love out there in the world.
And I would imagine that kind of a UFO positive imagery kind of reflects itself in your lyrics. Is that true?
Yes. That's part of our mission. Yep.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD from the band Blue Alien Mystic. It's Barry Mangione. Why not go solo? You seem to be the guy with the vision, literally and figuratively. Why not do it solo? Why do it with a band?
Oddly enough, that's what I was struggling with when I went in to try to like figure things out in the tank. There was I was trying to go solo, and I wasn't really booking gigs. It wasn't really coming together for me. And then I came up with this idea for this image, this theme, and the band, and it took all the pressure off me trying to be the guy. And it was just more. I don't know. It was easier to push Blue Alien Mystic than just me.
Well, it seems to have worked for you. The band sounds good. Who else is in the band Blue Alien Mystic?
We have Doug Frank on bass, and he also shares lead vocals with me. And Jonathan Margulis is our drummer and backup vocalist.
You mentioned the positivity of it. What else might be the band's philosophy?
You know, we feel like there's new age music out there, but we're trying to make some open-heartedness, some love, some positivity available through a different medium, through rock music. Kind of like capture that vibe of the 70s, but with some of the energy of the 80s and maybe a little bit of the grit of the 90s.
Tell me about the song we're going to play. We like it. It's called The First Step. How did that happen?
Thank you. So this song came about as a kind of a way for someone who has a person in their life who is a really good person who makes really bad decisions a lot, whether that's with addiction or just poor life choices or poor relationship choices. And it's this way to reach out to that person and say, look, I want to help you. I want to be there for you, but you have to realize that you've got to make some changes yourself, and if you want something better for yourself, you have to take that first step.
Good one. You mentioned you got upcoming shows. What's coming up in the next couple of weeks in and around the Hudson Valley?
We have a show coming up on September 21st at Freight House Cafe in Mayapak. Wonderful place for live music. Shout out to Donna, the owner. She's awesome. And then October 19th is a really big event we're having. October 19th and 20th in Katona, right next to Katona United Methodist Church, we're going to have a two-day event with about 18 bands, and that's called Space for Music. and we're going to be featured there, and we are running the show. And if you're in the area, last time we did it, we got a food truck there, and it was just a wonderful event. And we're trying to help promote original music in Westchester.
Hmm. So if you want to see Blue Alien Mystic, you can either get into a sensory deprivation tank or check out one of those gigs that Barry Mangione from the band just mentioned. What is your website? Yeah. Where can we find out more, see some pictures of you guys? What's going on?
Website is BlueAlienMystic.com and anywhere on social media at Blue Alien Mystic.
Here's the song called The First Step from Blue Alien Mystic in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Check them out, and thank you, Barry Mangione. Go get them, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.